The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes Show.
Today's show is brought to you by the Brothers Karamazov.
Not the book, the actual brothers themselves.
They love Eric and wanted to support him, so they decided to sponsor the show.
Is that not amazing?
And Dostoevsky doesn't know a thing about it.
And he invented them.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Oh my gosh, from the ridiculous to the sublime. As you know, this is the show about everything. So we talk about pretty much everything. And today I get to talk about something that is it's in the news on some level, and on another level it's not in the news. I'm talking about North Korea. Most of you know that it is a brutal, brutal dictatorship where people are suffering as we go about our happy lives with our problems. There are people really, really suffering, and I want to talk about that. I have as my guest here in the studio, Mr. Vernon Brewer, who is with World Help. They deal directly with those who are being persecuted for their faith in North Korea. Vernon Brewer, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be back on with you again.
It is. It's terrific to have you here. And what brings you to New York typically?
Well, I'm here to ring the closing bell today at the stock market. One of our donors has a new IPO, and he's committed to 50% of his profits to going to faith-based projects.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're here to help celebrate with him today.
That is fantastic. Yeah. And because of him, I get to have you here in the studio. I love it. The work you're doing in North Korea, it staggers me. I had you on before. I don't remember it that well because you weren't here in person. But as we talk, more of it will come back to me. But I'm always grateful when people can be in the studio. It's kind of a funny thing. And first thing I asked you, just because your voice, I say, where are you from? You tell me you're from Texas, but you've lived in Lynchburg, Virginia for 40 years.
Yes.
And then you told me something that staggered me, and I said, we've got to begin the program with this.
Well, my claim to fame is that I'm the first graduate of Liberty University, 1973.
Literally the first graduate of Liberty University. Now, when I've spoken there a number of times, I spoke at their convocation at graduation. That's a big school.
It is.
Thousands of kids graduating from that school every single year for years and years and years and years. But if you trace it all the way back,
there were fewer than 200 students in the entire student body. It was the second year of Liberty's history, so there were some transfer students. And only eight of us. No one's name began with the A. Mine began with the B. And by the luck of the draw, Dr. Jerry Falwell handed me the first ever diploma from Liberty University. And at the time, I didn't think that was a very big deal.
Is that hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who figured that Liberty University would continue on all these years, 45 years later, thriving? I mean, talk about thriving. They are just huge. They've got a zillion online students. So, but you've been located in Lynchburg ever since then.
Yes, I was actually on staff at Liberty. I was vice president of student development and in charge of all the convocations and the student life. And 26 years ago, left Liberty to start World Help, a faith-based, nonprofit relief and development organization.
And what led you to do this, and how much of World Help it deals with North Korea?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and in 1985, I wasn't given a very good chance to live. I had stage 4 Hodgkin's disease, 18 surgeries and surgical procedures, a year and a half of chemotherapy, complications. The Liberty University students had a 24-hour day of prayer in the prayer chapel where thousands of students prayed around the clock for my healing, and And after I was healed from cancer, I knew that God had healed me for a purpose. There was something I did not know what it was, but I knew there was something God wanted me to do with the rest of my life. As a cancer survivor, I try to live my life every day in such a way that I can accomplish at least one thing that will outlive me and last for eternity. And with that in mind, making the transition to World Help was easy for me.
Well, that's just extraordinary. Did you have a heart for folks, you know, out there around the globe before this, or was this something that happened during your cancer struggles?
No, during my tenure at Liberty, one of my responsibilities was to take university students on these short-term mission trips. And we were there in Moscow, Russia, when the Soviet Union dissolved and the Berlin Wall came down. And I had taken students to China and to Africa and all over the world. And I knew this was something that I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing.
Now, where does North Korea come into this picture?
Well, as you know, for the 16th year in a row, North Korea has been ranked the most persecuted country of Christians in the world. It's the most dangerous country in the world for Christians. And I, several years ago, went into North Korea with a small delegation. We were controlled by the government. They followed us everywhere we went. They took away our cameras and phones, and we only saw what they wanted us to see. But we visited schools and factories, and we were there to supposedly show interest in business, and we did. I can't tell you exactly, but we helped fund a business in North Korea that at night was involved in discipling Christians and training Christians. So that first trip, though, was very eye-opening. As we were crossing the bridge to the Tumen River, our guide said, "You are crossing the bloodiest river in the world. This river has witnessed more deaths than any other in the world, because the North Korean soldiers are ordered shoot to kill any North Koreans trying to defect, just like the one we saw recently at the DMZ that they were shooting and trying to kill. That goes on every day in North Korea."
I mean, it's common sense, right? The idea that people are being killed, they're risking their lives to leave this country. So I know that for many North Koreans, it's a living hell. And it's very upsetting to me as an American that we're not doing more about this. When somebody is suffering, we need to do what we can. You all are doing something with World Help. What are you all doing specifically? Tell us some of the work you do.
Whatever we're doing there, we're having to do very quietly and very secretly.
Right.
And we're working with partners on the ground who are literally risking their lives. But one of the things we're involved in is helping to get Bibles into the country and then get them distributed to the Christians. It's estimated that in this country of 24-plus million people, there are 300,000 Christ followers. Of those, one out of four, 70,000, are in a forced labor prison camps and will never come out. And so the only thing they ask me for is Bibles. They didn't ask for money. They didn't ask for food. They didn't ask for vehicles. They just said, "We need Bibles." They literally tear a page of the Bible out just so they can memorize it. That's how scarce it is. And can you imagine being a believer in a persecuted country, being willing to die for your faith, and not even have a copy of the Bible to help you grow in your faith? So not only are they the most persecuted Christians in the world, I think they're among the most committed Christians in the world.
Well, the two seem to go hand in hand, because most of us in America, because we're not persecuted, it's very easy for us to take our faith for granted, to take the Bible for granted. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on here, to remind us of what people are suffering for their faith in Jesus. This is real. These are brothers and sisters. We need at least to pray for them. But my goodness, so much else to say. So, folks, we're going to continue the conversation this hour with Vernon Brewer. He is with World Help. Their website is worldhelp.net. Worldhelp.net. Our website is metaxastalk.com. Check it out.
Fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend.
But I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board, but more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
I love telling you about the best pillow I've ever slept on in my life. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Lindell's My Pillow. He's a friend of mine. What an amazing story. He discovered and invented this pillow over a decade ago. My Pillow has become one of the fastest growing, most successful companies in America. You know why? Because it's the pillow. The pillow is amazing. It never goes flat during the night. It stays nice and cool all through the night. You could pop it in the washer and the dryer, keep it nice and fresh and clean from the allergens. And Mike Lindell, this buy one, get one free offer expires January 31st. So don't delay. Order now. If you've been thinking about it, when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code MikeG, you can buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free, and that offer expires January 31st. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, it's you here for ReaganPrivacy.com. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us, through his life, his faith, and with his words, that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan. You can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send. And they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address that you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Yeah.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. A little cheap trick for you. We are talking about an important subject. We're talking about North Korea and particularly about the Christians that are suffering horrors in that dictatorship, brutal dictatorship. I'm sitting here in the studio here in New York with Vernon Brewer, who's with World Help. The website is worldhelp.net. Vernon, again, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be here.
Well, the main reason that I wanted to have you back, you just reminded me, was that I was reading about – I mean, first of all, since I've seen you, we've had all this noise, you know, in the media about Trump and the head of North Korea and this back and forth. And then I read about this odd thing that I – maybe you can help me understand it, that South Korea and North Korea – are marching together in the Olympics. I have no idea what to make of that or what would precipitate something like that or why South Korea would want to march with North Korea.
Sure. Well, it's important to know that while the regime in North Korea is pure evil, the people are not. The people are just like people everywhere in the world, just like us.
Amen.
And the people in South Korea are related to the people that are in North Korea that can't escape, they can't leave, they can't come see their family, they can't have family reunions. And so the desire of most people on that peninsula is that there will be someday reunification. I attended a prayer meeting with hundreds of South Korean Christians who were literally crying out to God and begging God for reunification. They believe it will happen. They tell me they believe the economy of North Korea is in shambles and cannot sustain itself. There are now people in North Korea that are beginning to speak out against the regime, which has never happened before. And so they are praying that there will be reunification. This is historic, what's happening in the Olympics. And I know that the situation between the United States and North Korea is tense, and I know that there's a high degree of danger involved and that we need to be alert and we need to defend ourselves. But at the same time, we need to step back and see what God is doing. This is historic. For the first time in 3 years, North Korea and South Korea came to the bargaining table to bargain this Olympic trial of marching together, and I'm told that even some of the events they will be competing together as one. And so the eyes of the world are going to be watching in just a few days in that opening ceremony when North and South Korean citizens are marching together. And I would just encourage your listeners that the government of North Korea is our enemy, not the people.
Oh, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that the people are the enemy. I think that the government is so evil that I guess that's why I would advocate, if there's anything we can do unilaterally to free those people from this dictatorship, I would be all for it. I think this is like people being imprisoned by a maniac. That's what it is. I mean, if there are people in a house, you know, you send snipers in because you realize that these people, they didn't vote to say, yeah, we want to be here under this dictator. And I guess I'm curious, you know, that the brinksmanship between the U.S. under Trump and Kim Jong-un, my inclination is to say that Trump is calling their bluff. In other words, that what we've been doing over these years, and you can speak to this better than I, which is why I wanted you on the program. But I thought to myself, if I were suffering in that country, I would want someone who believes in freedom to free me, to do something. What do you think of that?
Yeah, they have hope. That's all they have is hope.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that there will be a solution. They're hoping that there will be reunification. They're hoping they'll be reunited with their families once again. And while this Olympics is encouraging and a sign of maybe that there's even a slight possibility of this taking place,
right,
it's important to remember that there are still hundreds of thousands of North Koreans that are being tortured every day.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. In other words, you can go – there are people who would say – I mean, under the Obama administration, it was sort of like, well, you know, we don't want to get them too upset. We've got to play patty cake with China. And so, and I think to myself, there are people – going through living hell right now. And I would say that it would be right for us to do anything we can to free them.
Yes.
And I would say if that means war, this is one of those rare cases where I think that if we have the ability to take out Kim Jong-un, there are millions of human beings suffering under him right now. And I don't really understand why in other words, what do we think could happen? I mean, first of all, let's talk about that. I mean, if there were a war, there's no easy way to do this, which is the reason we have not had war, because we understand that they're going to launch a nuclear strike or something at Seoul. They're going to do these horrible things. So we don't really have easy options.
Well, there's no doubt if they launch a nuclear missile at the United States, we will respond. I think everyone knows that. What I would hope is that short of that, that we would stand our ground, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But at the same time, do everything within our power to see that this regime could be toppled from within. And I certainly don't advocate doing nothing. I think the greatest thing Christians can do right now is pray. The Christians in South Korea and North Korea, for that matter, believe that this is God's time, that God is orchestrating all of this. That,
well, all of what?
All of these changes, the Olympics and the fact that reunification is even being discussed at the
But how can it be discussed? It seems like a joke. I mean, it seems like a guy has a gun pointed to your head and he says, oh, would you also like a gun pointed at your brother's head? In other words, Kim Jong-un is not anywhere near conceding anything of his dictatorial powers. So when we talk about reunification, that can only mean the end of Kim Jong-un. But he clearly doesn't think of it that way.
Correct. So you're absolutely right.
So what in the world are we talking about?
Well, the people think of it that way. I was at the DMZ, and there's a statue of two Koreans with two halves of a sphere, and they're putting it together as a recognition of a united Korea once again. And these people are passionate, Eric, about this. This isn't something they just feel.
You're talking about the South Koreans who are passionate about this.
And the North Koreans.
Well, right. But again, it only means the end and the probable death of Kim Jong-un.
So yes, there'll be no reunification with Un in the picture.
So why would he allow the North Koreans to march with the South Koreans? Isn't that just to make him look equal to them somehow?
Who knows? He's a madman. Who knows?
But, I mean, it seems that way.
Yes.
And so I guess that's why I find it odd that South Korea would go along with it, because it doesn't seem to play into their favor.
Well, they're hoping against hope, and they're also preparing for the day when Un's not there anymore.
And when you say something internally could happen, what are the possibilities there? It seems that everybody is so afraid of losing their life that nobody would dare challenge him.
I just don't want to even think about worst-case scenario what could happen at the Olympics. With the world watching,
yeah,
it could be catastrophic. But at the same time, it could be in a small respect, it could be the first step toward a long process. And so the Christians there are praying that it will be God stepping out here for the first time, and that it would be a time of beginning the process for this long, arduous trek of reunification.
Well, yeah, I guess. Now, when you say you think it could be horrible what happens, I'm not really clear on what you mean by that.
Well, if Un wants to drop a bomb at the Olympics or a terrorist activity to get publicity or to get recognition.
Doesn't he understand that his life would end, that if he were to do that, that we would – I mean, it seems clear to me that if he were to do something like that, we're sending daisy cutters, you know, yeah, to his head. Is that not clear?
We would hope so. We would hope so. But keep in mind, he's a madman.
Yeah, that's always good to keep in mind. It's just incredible. But just the idea that there's so many people praying for reunification. You know, God, we don't want to forget, God knows the suffering of the people of North Korea. It's hard for us to fathom that he would allow it. It's hard for such a long time. We're going to be right back, folks, talking about North Korea with Vernon Brewer. The website is worldhelp.net. We are the Eric Metaxas Show. MetaxasTalk.com is our website. We'll be right back.
I feel like I never even tried. I see regrets spelled in the autumn sky.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about North Korea with Vernon Brewer, who has visited that nation. Vernon, I have to ask, you know, when you talk about Christians in North Korea, it reminds me of the movie Silence by Martin Scorsese, the horrific trials undergone by Christians in Japan at that time and more recently. This is what we're seeing in North Korea, that the price to be paid, it's extraordinary. It's hard for us to fathom. What is your sense of those Christians? In other words, why would they risk it? What is life like for a Christian in North Korea?
They have to worship in secret. The church has gone underground. They distribute Bibles in secret. They run the risk if they're caught. They could be sentenced to 15 years in hard labor. But in actuality, the life expectancy in those labor camps is only 3 years, so they'll be sentenced to a death sentence. They're beaten. They're tortured, just like the American college student that was tortured and died just a few days after he returned, Otto Warmbier. That's what goes on for a Christian every day in these prison camps in North Korea.
So they know that they're risking that, and yet they are Christians nonetheless. It must be hard for you to come, you know, to be here in the United States, seeing the state of Christians here when you think of the Christians in North Korea.
They have so very little. God is their only hope. We have so much. that we don't need to trust God. They worship a different faith and practice a different faith because everything is life and death to them. There are no nominal Christians in North Korea. You are totally dedicated, sold out, willing to die for your faith. And one of our partners that we're working with was helping to distribute Bibles in North Korea very secretly. They changed their tactics daily so as not to draw attention to themselves or not to be caught. And he was caught by the North Korean military.
And this is an American?
No, he was a Chinese believer.
Chinese.
And he was imprisoned in one of the labor camps for 240 days. They broke him physically, mentally, tortured him, beat him. He came out with post-traumatic stress syndrome. His crime, literally in writing, was being a follower of Jesus Christ. And he's now been sent out from the country, exiled, and he can never come back in. But he's still coordinating to the best of his physical ability.
And he's in China?
Yes.
So he was there for almost a year in one of these camps.
Even former President Jimmy Carter went over and tried to get his release and was unable to. And this man is still very actively trying to help get Bibles to these believers.
And you know this man?
I do.
And you spent time with him?
I do. I don't know his real name. He says, call me Charlie. That's not his real name. But I've spent time with him. I have traveled with him to North Korea. I've prayed with him. I have seen this network. It's important that we don't be seen too much together because we don't want to connect the dots. But I've made sure that this network is working. And the thing they've asked us the most is we need more Bibles. And we set a goal at World Help to print and distribute 100,000 Bibles just a month or so before the end of the year. And I'm pleased to tell you that right now we're about 60% toward reaching that goal. 60,000 North Korean Bibles are being provided. And we estimate that each one of those Bibles will impact at least five North Korean Christians. So with 100,000 Bibles, we could impact the whole Christian population of that country.
It's just unbelievable that when I think that there are Christians in America who are afraid to tell their colleagues that they're Christian, they're afraid to be public about their faith, and they risk nothing, really. And you're talking about people who have been tortured. I just can't – I don't know. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on, because this is something that we need to understand is going on right now. If you don't mind my asking, this is a horrible question, but when you say torture, what are some of the things to which these folks are subjected, and this person that you know?
I've spoken to people who have escaped or who have been released, who are now in South Korea. I've spoken to young men who have had an arm or a leg cut off. I've spoken to women who have been brutally raped. I spoke to a woman who was pregnant and forced to carry large, huge rocks every day until she miscarried. And I've heard the atrocities of all kinds of pain and all kinds of torture. And I don't think I could last there a day. And they're there for years.
That's the thing, is you hear this kind of thing. And the fact is that the United States of America, we sit here, we have incredible wealth and power. And this is going on in the world. We've got to do something about it, by hook or crook. It's not right. We're going to be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car it almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, this is amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hurst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine,
leaning on the everlasting arm.
What a blessed peace, what a joy is mine,
leaning on the everlasting arm.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about North Korea. I have in the studio with me here in New York, Vernon Brewer, who runs World Help. .net World Help. Well, I should say World Help. The website is worldhelp.net. Vernon, you know, what do you say to people around the world listen to this program? We have a woman in the other room here who's just come from Australia who listens to this program. What can we do? Because this is something that it's such an extraordinary injustice. I can't really bear to think of it.
Well, I get asked that question a lot, Eric. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And there are two things that Christians in the United States and around the world can do. First of all, we can pray. Pray for the peace of North Korea. Pray that love will overcome hatred. Pray that the evil empire and the evil dictatorship will be overthrown. Pray that there will not be nuclear war. There are a lot of things we can tangibly and specifically pray about right now. And the second thing we can do is provide Bibles. You know, someday my grandchildren are going to say, Poppy, when North Korea was falling apart and people were being killed and Christians were being killed, what did you do to help? And I want to be able to say to my grandchildren, I did something to help. And when you stop and think, Eric, for $10, you can print and distribute a Bible to a North Korean Christian who is willing to die to read that Bible and willing to die for their faith. That's the greatest gift we can give. And we're committed to doing that and helping meet that need.
Well, I know people are going to go to worldhelp.net and give something. There are all kinds of people listening. It's so hard to believe that people are – that their faith is such that they want Bibles. This is what they're asking.
You know, I talked to one man who was on a train, and there was a Bible sitting in a seat that someone had left behind, probably intentionally. But there was a government soldier in that train car, and so the Christian didn't want to take the Bible and risk getting caught. So while the government soldier turned his head, he reached in real quickly and tore out a page and stuffed it in his pocket. When he got to his destination, realized it was a page from Matthew, and he memorized both sides of the page. That's all the Bible he had, was one page from the book of Matthew.
It's just too much to take in. Again, I feel so convicted as an American when I think how we live our lives. It's hard, very hard. The idea that that the Winter Olympics is happening, that North and South Korea are going to be together, at least that will be a reminder to people to pray and remind people that God has another plan. Listen, if the Soviet Union can fall, anything is possible. There's no doubt. In fact, I would go farther and say that lies cannot exist forever, and this dictatorship is it's a lie from the pit of hell, one of the most foul lies in the history of the world. And this is – you know, Christians were treated better in ancient Rome under Caligula. I mean, this is again, it's hard to believe this is happening, but I think that we need to be aware of this. These are brothers and sisters, and I just I know that Korea, South Korea, is a tremendously Christian nation. Tell us about that, because every time I think about this, I'm astounded at how deeply Christian South Korea is.
100 years ago, North Korea was known for their Christianity, and there was probably the highest concentration of Christians in all of Northern Asia were in North Korea. But, you know, just a couple of generations ago, there were no known Christians in Korea. And today, it's the largest percentage of Christians or at least one of the highest percentage of Christians in the world. And several of the largest churches in the world are right there in Seoul. So it is considered a Christian nation.
Well, yeah, I would say that it's in many ways probably more Christian than the United States, if you can say such a thing. But I just know Paul Yonggi Cho's church was, what, 1 million people going to the church? It's more like a denomination, I guess, at this point. And they move in the Holy Spirit. These are not simply cerebral Christians, I guess. You have better experience than I do.
They're very committed. Like I say, they tell me, we have so very little, God is our only hope. They look at the United States Christians and say, you have so very much. Why is it that you tend to love God so very little?
Well, I know that there are so many people listening to this program who have money. And, you know, Americans, we don't realize that poor Americans are rich by the standards of the world. I mean, we have TVs, we have phones, we have places to live. And There's so much that we can do. I think that just hearing about what Koreans in North Korea suffer, Christians in North Korea, suffer, it's an encouragement to us that this is it. This is it. We're not going to be here long. You were reminded of that in the 80s when you almost died of cancer. We're not going to be here long. What are we doing with our time, with our money, with our energy? It's very, very convicting. And I just have to say I hope that I live long enough to see dramatic change in North Korea, that these people would be freed from these horrors. It's just it's unspeakable. It's absolutely unspeakable. What's the last time you were there?
I was just there at the DMZ just a few weeks ago, 8 or 10 weeks ago, and it was very tense. The situation on the border, as you can imagine, is extremely tense.
And when you say the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, how big is that?
Well, I think it's an 8-mile swath where you can get between 4 miles from the border on either side.
Uh-huh.
And then if you go right up to the border, there's a place where the United States has buildings on one side, North Korea has buildings on the other
side.
Yeah, that's where that North Korean soldier was shot that was trying to escape, was right there at the DMZ.
Okay, we're going to be right back. Final segment with Vernon Brewer. The organization is World Help. You can go to the website worldhelp.net. I hope you do.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's 6 industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
This is Martin Morin. I'm a veterinarian. I could not be more pleased by my experience with the three-step plan. My home-based business success rate has doubled overall, but lately, with more experience with Andy's system, my success has doubled again. Thank you, Andy Willoughby.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think the three-step plan could help you make extra money working from home. The three-step plan works like a mini franchise, using proven business techniques to get your business up and running. In just a few days, you could be working from the comfort of your own home. You could work part-time or full-time. You choose your own hours so you could work around family and church commitments. You will never have to miss a soccer game or school play again. You could actually be in charge of your own life. We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com. That's 3stepplan.com. 3stepplan.com.
You know that I've been watching you for quite some time, trying to find a way of making you mine. Long before you started coming on strong with me, with the super chum that brought me down to see.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here in the studio with Vernon Brewer. He's with World Help, and we're talking about North Korea. Vernon, just a few minutes left. What is it like to be in North Korea? Not in the DMZ, but you said you've been in North Korea.
It's dark. It's depressing. The hotel had electricity only a few hours during the day, no heat at night, no television. There was only one black and white television in the lobby. And it had only one channel that was propagating propaganda all day. Government officials went with us on the buses. The North Korean people are not allowed to speak to or look at or talk to foreigners. It was literally the most oppressive country I've ever been to.
Wow. They're not allowed to speak to foreigners. That is...
I would walk up to some of them on the street, and they would walk by as if I didn't exist, because if they stopped and talked to me, they would be interrogated.
What recently, Lester Holt of NBC was in North Korea, and he seemed to be spouting the propagandistic party line, and he was really soundly rebuked for that. Does it surprise you that somebody like that from a major American news organization would not understand the bigger picture?
It does. You have to assume that they're only going to allow him to see what they want him to see.
Yeah.
So, yes, you would think he would be a little more sensitive to that.
It's kind of astounding, although the same thing happened, I know, to Billy Graham, 40 years ago when he went to the Soviet Union. I mean, we're always subject to that. But it was dismaying with everything that's going on and all that we now know, because now we know things that you couldn't know 40 years ago. How many times have you actually been in North Korea? Just the one time?
I've been once. Our staff have been in several times. And then I was just at the DMZ course. Right now, they're not allowing any Americans into North Korea.
Right.
They may be allowing some media for their purposes in, but
right.
It's impossible to get in right now at this particular time.
Yeah. Well, when I hear of people going there, I'm just astounded, because it is chilling to me that this could happen. And the DMZ, that's a whole other thing. I'm not really aware of what that's like.
Well, it's just a no man's land where propaganda is played over loudspeakers back and forth. It's highly guarded. There are tunnels that have been North Korea has tried to dig through to enter South Korea. It's like a war zone. It's very serious, very intense.
Well, we're out of time. I want to say to folks, if you want to go to worldhelp.net, I think the ask is for Bibles. When you think that people are willing to risk their lives and more than their lives just to get their hands on a Bible, it's pretty humbling. Vernon Brewer, thank you for what you do. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, Eric, and thanks for being an advocate for the Christians of North Korea.
Well, I can't imagine how we couldn't be. It's really the least we can do. WorldHelp.net is the website. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.